This training is divided into 5 modules. They are designed to be completed sequentially and can be referenced at any time after completion. Module 1 covers the introduction, which includes the general purpose and learning objectives of the training. Module 2 highlights the resources and PennDOT publications commonly referred to as PUBs needed during the design of ADA facilities. Module 3 reviews the process of designing curb ramps. Module 4 demonstrates the use of the curb ramp inspection form, commonly referred to as CS4401, and the technically infeasible form, commonly referred to as TIF, also known as the D4401 form, that are required to document curb ramp designs. Finally, Module 5 provides examples of the plan details necessary to construct curb ramps and emphasizes components of the plan details that must be included.